You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You didn't know what?
I didn't know.
Yeah? Yeah?
That Shohei was a pretty good actor. No, I'm just kidding.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Come
oh,
on, DeMarco.
I'm
now
kidding.
He's negative.
I'm kidding.
Of the day.
No, I'm kidding.
Wow, that was, DeMarco.
I believe him 100%.
Coming in hot.
100%. Well, look, if a guy robbed you of anything, let alone $4.5 million, that was pretty chill of him to be that cool in a press conference.
So you're saying he was acting chill?
I would have gone Michael Irvin. I would have
right.
gone like
so
fire and
really
brimstone.
Off, yeah.
Absolutely. The dude stole $4.5 million from me.
Yeah.
He robbed me. I would have went nuts up there.
They should teach a class in PR where they use this situation and this statement as an example of how to handle a PR crisis.
Because his story
is airtight. I completely buy the story completely. Now, other people come in here and say, oh, you're being naive, you're betting on this, all that. I completely believe the guy.
Greg, today, you wanted to believe that he bet on baseball or bet on sports.
I didn't want
you
to
wanted to believe he was in on it.
I didn't want
to believe that. That's what it just made sense to me. That was my Occam's razor. That makes the most sense.
And after the press conference,
it was very believable. He went piece by piece by piece and walked you through the whole thing. The only thing that I'm not too sure about is about Ipe having access to his financial advisors. Is that something that he had access to originally, but before all of this? Was he constantly in touch with Shohei's financial advisors?
The only thing he said about that is Ipe has been stealing money from my account.
He said he went to the financial advisors.
Are they American
and took it.
Or Japanese?
I don't know.
Okay, well, if he needs a translator, then I like to handle his finances. Then I would bet that Ipe had some sort of access to those people.
Sure. That's the only thing that's kind of throwing me for a loop. But it sounds like if he did this before, if this was normal for Shohei to say, hey, Ipe, talk to my financial advisors. I need this, this, and this, or it has to go to this person, whatever it is, then him going and asking for $500K is not normal.
Right.
So
right.
To him to do that makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought it was very, very well
done. It was very well done.
How many phone calls would it take for you to send Greg $10K?
If I asked you for $10K.
Like how many phone calls? Pick up a phone, hey.
It depends on the need.
It depends on the need.
But I mean, how many phone calls would it take for that money to leave your account to go to his? One? One person you're talking to?
Depends on the need.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it was something like for Riley or something, I think you'd do it.
I would do it.
But I would never ask you.
No.
But like,
well, you could.
Hey, send Greg $10K.
I would go to family. But yeah.
But take the premise.
Sure.
Yeah.
If I really desperately
if you needed,
needed
$10,000 to cover gambling bets,
I would probably ask you or Ireland, and one of you would do it.
Yeah, one of us would.
Yep.
But the condition would be this is the last and only
time.
Oh,
yeah. I'm never speaking.
We're
going to
clean up
again.
Your mess, and then you better quit gambling.
Yep. Do you have an assistant? Anybody you trust like that? Because I guess we don't need translators.
So
but
here's the thing.
Do you have an assistant?
Yeah. My partner, Juan, is a former CPA. He's an actor now, but he was a CPA. So he handles everything.
Oh, so.
He handles
Greg comes
all the
to you and says, let's go up. I need 50K.
Yeah.
You would call up Juan and say, hey, send Greg 50K.
Send Greg 50K.
Okay. So he has access to your people. So if they call, he calls your people, it's like you're calling his people.
Correct.
Okay. That's how. That happens. That can happen to him. That can happen to anybody. That's what I was trying to prove.
Sure. Yeah. No, Shohei was completely believable, and it was all sounded very plausible.
Yep.
I think, like we said before, I don't think this is going away anytime soon. This is going to be a story for at least a year, if not longer. But as of right now, I'm hoping that public opinion will allow Shohei to just kind of play baseball.
I'll take
right
that
now.
Bet. I bet this is it.
Yeah, I do.
After
too.
That, this is it. Where
you
do you
so?
Go from here?
I think at this point, you'll probably hear about charges against Ipe.
Yep.
Both from the feds and the accusations from Shohei. He has acknowledged, Ipe acknowledged at one point that, Shohei knew nothing about it.
Yep.
So at this point, I just want to know how many RBIs he's going to have on Thursday.
That's it. Right.
You know, he's in the lineup today.
Oh, the Angels. For the Angels, yeah, against the Angels. Completely that's cool.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, I just...
Funny.
Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's not... It's
to be able to play through this
Angels.
Is... I mean, he didn't play well yesterday, but that's because, you know, there's a lot on his mind. But it's... I think it's... Ipe has to get arrested now. That has to be the next thing that has to happen.
They have to charge him and then arrest him. Yeah.
After he does an interview with Mason in Ireland.
Right. I think it's going to be tough to get him right.
He's in the book. Ipe's in the book, I think.
Get the interview after he's arrested. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From jail.
Calling collect.
We'll accept the charges. Let's accept the charges.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good plan. All right, so we're doing a live show on Thursday for opening day. We do an opening day show every year. Dodgers are taking on the Cardinals at Dodger Stadium in the afternoon. And by the way, Tyler Glasnow is getting the start in game one.
Yep.
Game two is Bobby Miller.
Yep.
And then the $320 million man, 325, Yamamoto, is going to start game three. I'm surprised that Yamamoto, who had a bad spring and got lit up in the game in Seoul, is backed up to the third spot in the rotation. Are you surprised, Mr. Dodger Blue?
Yeah, I am surprised. They're paying him $320.
Mr. Dodger Blue Review?
Blue Review, yeah. I think it's wild to me that a guy making $325 million that was we were talking about how he's the number one starter
yes.
is now being pushed down to number three for a guy that is Bobby Miller's really good and has pitched great yesterday, but he's still young. I think he's still technically a rookie. I don't know if he pitched too much last year, but
it's amazing to me. Here's one angle on this that I was just thinking of. So he's played in Japan his whole career, Yamamoto.
Yep. Needs 6-7 days off.
He is now going to be in a Major League Baseball stadium where I'm sure as a kid he thought, I wonder if I'll someday play in Major League Baseball in the U.S. Do you need a day or two to feel what it's like
soak
it in and be in a big league stadium and be at Major League Baseball regular season games before you feel like you're as comfortable as you need to be able to pitch?
Yeah, that's why I don't think that start in Seoul is like a big deal.
Right.
It's like one step above a big deal because he did pitch poorly and he needs to pitch and he's still tipping his pitches like Travis and you have been saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it is a big deal, but he's going to be fine. I think they're going to figure it out. They're going to fix all of that, and when he does, he's going to be great.
Yeah. So the rotation for the first couple of days of the season is Glasnow versus the Cardinals on Thursday. Bobby Miller on Friday night versus the Cardinals. Yamamoto Saturday night versus the Cardinals. And then Sunday afternoon, it's Gavin Stone versus St. Louis. Monday, James Paxton versus the Giants. Gavin Stone had such a great spring.
Are you surprised about that, the 4-5 switch? That the lefty, the older lefty is pitching, is the number five.
Is the number five.
And you have your 2, 3, 4 are all young.
You know, the only time...
And only one lefty at the very end?
The only time the rotation really matters is the opening week of the season, because after that it'll juggle, it'll change. The number one will be against the number four, and the number two will be against the number five, and it doesn't really matter. We care about the first five.
And then Walker's going to come back.
Clayton's going to come back. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. All right, so Thursday we're live at Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel. Want to see you out there. DeMarco's going to be filling in for Ireland.
Mason's going to be hammered.
I apparently am supposed to. Am I really supposed to?
Yes.
You do you, man.
You're required. You're required to have at least two martinis. Pre-show.
DeMarco says it. It has to happen.
Pre-show.
Pre-show two martinis.
And then we'll try to convince you to get the third one in at some point.
Ugh. Middle of the show.
Yeah. So two right off the bat, and then we'll try to talk you into that third one.
See, I'm such a lightweight with alcohol.
Good.
I'm hardcore with the other stuff,
I think
but
we can
I'm
get
lightweight
four
with alcohol. No,
I think
there's not going to be four martinis.
We can goad him into four. We
it's
can.
Not four martinis. You cannot goad me that much. Hey, right now, be caller number 7 at 877-710-ESPN. You win a pair of tickets to Fight Club OC, an amazing night of fights happening Thursday, April 4 at the Hangar in Costa Mesa. Plus, you qualify to win the Tequila Mandala Fight Night Experience, which includes ringside tickets, mandala, bottle service, and more. Caller number 7 right now wins, and you can get your tickets to Fight Club OC at SoCalFights.com. Use promo code ESPNLA for $15 off, and if you want to win a pair right now, be caller number 7. 877-710-ESPN. All right, I have all this stuff planned for today, and we haven't. It's been a lot of Shohei. So in the meantime, let's do this. What are some good ways to respond to insults? I found an article about good. And by the way, if you're around here at this station, you've got to be prepared to receive insults a lot. These are some responses to insults that you might try. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I've been using this Kutt app, K-U-T-T.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of gambling. Well, doing a lot of gaming. Doing a lot of betting.
Here it comes.
And Bergman, I got off to a very slow start.
You did.
On the Kutt app. I lost and lost and lost. All of a sudden, NCAA tournament, I have found my niche in the world. I am now, in the NCAA tournament betting, I'm 11-4.
Ooh.
11-4.
Now, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How many college basketball games this year did you watch?
None.
Yeah. So, it's guessing. He's just guessing.
Well, no.
He's throwing darts and having a great day.
I'm reading little blurbs.
You're reading.
But you're throwing darts.
I'm reading blurbs.
Yeah, yeah.
Never seen a game.
11-4, I'm reading blurbs. I'll tell you what. Did you watch? How much of it did you watch? Did you watch a lot of NCAA tournament?
I watched quite a bit of it on Saturday. I did. Michigan State was on. Michigan State. North Carolina, great game.
Yeah, North Carolina.
Yeah. That was a great game to watch, yeah.
I think UConn looks, I think it's like the UConn Invitational. They're really good. I won on them, laid all the points on that one. If you want to bet, I just made a bet, in fact. Let's see, somebody
That's
sent
funny.
Me
you
a bet.
That's funny, you go from Shohei to this.
Yeah.
I mean, is that weird to do? Like, is it weird to talk about betting after we just are like, condemning Ipe for betting?
Like, no, because it's illegal betting. We're not going to an illegal bookmaker.
No, this
we're
is totally legal.
This is completely legal and right. On the money.
Right. It's just like,
love it.
It just seems odd, but it's good. I love this app.
Yeah,
I think
it's
great. Yeah.
I got a dime on the Hawks plus 10.5 over
dime.
Boston. I got a dime on the Hawks.
You got the lingo. Yeah. I like it.
Me and Ipe.
What does that say about
gambling
me?
Gambling fools. By the way, go download the Kutt app, K-U-T-T, and sign up for the social group that we've got going on. You can get a 10% deposit bonus and sign up for our group, and we're talking crap.
Does that say about me or about us? He has a believable face, Shohei.
Shohei?
Yeah. Doesn't he look believable to you?
He does look believable.
Yeah. That's what B said, right? He looks believable. Yes.
I think this is the thing about Shohei. One of the reasons why he's such a big star, other than the talent, is that the camera loves him.
Yeah.
The camera loves Shohei Ohtani.
What do they say?
He's got a great big smile.
Yeah.
He looks like he's having fun when he's playing. I think that's part of his charisma.
He's pretty like Ali. He's pretty like De La Hoya.
Yeah.
The camera loves him.
Loves him.
Yeah, he's that guy. So
one of the reasons why he's such an international star. All right, so I wanted to throw this out there. I came across this article. This is one of the things I wanted to get to with you. How to respond to insults. Now, let me first say that if you work at 710 ESPN, you will be insulted probably 5 times before you even get in the door.
Correct.
I mean, this is like insult central. Bergman, a lot of insults.
A lot of insults?
Morales leaving the room. A lot of insults at this place.
Ran out of the room.
I mean, there's a lot of insults, but it's all in love.
It's all in good fun.
All okay.
Yeah.
Like
ribbing.
Like DeMarco saying, I have no friends. That's ribbing.
I did not say that. I said, do you have friends?
Yeah, do you have friends? Is a good
There's
question.
A difference.
That's
semantics.
That's a subtle insult. So here are some ways to respond to insults,
DeMarco.
According to
friend.
Time Magazine. Okay, so somebody insults you. How about this? Hey, flag on the play.
Okay.
Are you supposed to respond with that?
Yeah, you're. Somebody insults you, you say, hey, flag on the play.
No.
Okay. How about this? How about this? Thanks, but I'm not accepting unsolicited feedback.
That's pretty good.
No, I actually think that's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. Yeah.
I mean, you can accept
something you say on the phone.
Or not.
Yeah, okay.
How about this one I think is really good. It's a think. You got to think on this one.
Oh, boy.
So, Greg, insult me.
Your shirt is ridiculous today. Looks ugly.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
It immediately turns it around and makes the other guy think.
I like your shirt, by the way. I think it was
good. Yeah, no, I got this from my mom for my birthday.
That's good. That's good.
Could you repeat that? I don't think I heard you correctly. Then you have to repeat the insult. And it's always harder the second time to repeat the insult.
Well, at the same time, like if you have to explain your joke, it really doesn't work.
It does.
That's like saying, say it again.
Yeah. You know what I mean? See, but that's an angry say it again.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Say it again. Yeah.
How about this one? I wonder why you feel comfortable saying that to me.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you're just getting too serious for a joke.
I might insult you again.
This
yeah.
is how
right.
I deal with
I
the
might
insult.
Go after you
I
again.
I might insult you again after that. Yeah.
How about you should come with a warning label?
That's
See, now
good.
That's kind of a joke.
That's I diffusing.
Like that you sound like at the Seinfeld episode, the jerk store called and they ran out of you.
There you go.
Wow.
It's from Seinfeld.
I think my favorite one is, are you okay?
That's a good one.
Yeah, because that makes him think,
I mean,
what's wrong with me?
Wow. And yeah, the look you just gave him, because it worked on Greg.
Yeah, are you
it
okay?
Did. It worked. I said, yeah, I'm great.
See? Yeah.
Are you okay?
But you have to answer that. Yeah. After an insult, you'd feel bad after that.
Anybody That's... going across the street to the NCAA tournament regional, the games at Crypto?
No.
Do you know what the games are?
I know North Carolina's in one of them.
Yeah, James Worthy apparently is going to go 1-seed North Carolina versus 4-seed Alabama on Thursday, and then number 2-seed Arizona versus number 6-seed Clemson. Who do you have coming out of that region, Bergman?
I had UNC going out of that one.
Okay, so they're still in it.
Hubert Davis, right? That's the coach. Okay.
Yeah, Hubert Davis.
Hubert Davis.
Is he the coach still?
Is he?
Yeah, he's at least he was on Saturday.
Okay, then yeah. Great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unless he got fired.
Yeah, no. Right. He still got the job.
Yeah.
He still got the job.
Look at that. This is how much Hubert I know Davis. About college basketball that's not UCLA.
Yeah. A decent pro player, right?
Oh, yeah.
Decent
Hubert
pro
Davis
player.
Is a good player. Yeah.
Made a name for himself.
So that's going on Thursday. Is anybody from the station going? No.
I think someone that would go is Mark Cates. He went to Arizona. He's a big Wildcat.
Oh, that's right.
So
Cates.
I'm sure he would go.
Yeah, he'll probably go.
Cates is from Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Leading... I got something on Instagram. Someone sent me something on Vanish Mode. Why would they send it to me on Vanish
What is mode? Vanish Mode?
It's when it disappears when you close the chat.
So isn't it like Story Mode?
No.
Story Mode hangs around for 24 hours,
it's a
right?
It's a DM, and it's from somebody named Michael, and it says, Olsen, really? He's not the best. I don't know what that means.
And what's it mean that it's going to vanish?
But it's in vanish mode. It means that if I go out of it and I go back into it, it's gone.
That means he doesn't really believe what he says.
Right. He doesn't want evidence.
I don't even
he doesn't
know
want there to
about.
Be any evidence that he attacked Greg Olsen.
Disappearing ink.
Oh, Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen.
Oh, I had no idea what he was talking about.
You love Greg Olsen. You hate Tony Romo.
I like Greg Olsen.
And you hate Tony Romo.
Yeah.
But they do the same thing.
Greg Olsen is really good.
They don't do the
same thing. They do the same thing. Come on.
Like, technically they do.
No. One puts in the work and one does not.
Exactly.
You don't think Romo works at it?
I don't. In fact, there are multiple stories that have come out about
him. I keep hearing. But I've heard something wicked about those stories, though. Like, the source of those stories. It's, like, really weird. Have you heard, like, where some of these negative stories have come from?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Where have they come from?
From other people in the business.
Oh, well, imagine. Where
like
else
sabotaging.
Would they come
from? Yeah,
well, or sabotaging, or he's sabotaging, so they're talking
Correct.
About him.
Yeah, I heard
if
that.
If I was Nance, I would not want to work with
I could not
Tony
believe
Romo.
That when I heard that. Yeah. That's shocking.
All right, coming up next for you, a brand new sports documentary coming out in April. Normally, I don't get into sports documentaries all the time, but this one I will absolutely watch. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. DeMarco is in for Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Yeah, you, DeMarco.
Hey,
DeMarco?
Did you know it could take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open position? That's almost 2.5 months. That's too long. So if you're hiring for a growing business, do you really have that kind of time to wait? I know I don't. So if you're listening right now, I've got some advice for you. Stop waiting and start using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles pronto. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. You can check out people at ZipRecruiter, check out the people they send, and if you really like one or two, you can personally invite them to apply with just one click, which may make them apply even sooner. Plus, here's how quickly ZipRecruiter can help you to get someone hired. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter can get a quality candidate within the first day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. See why 3.8 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Just go to this exclusive web address. Try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So the Blue Review is on every morning at 9:30. Is that right, Bergman?
Yes, at 9:30 to 9:55, right before Travis and Sliwa. Yes.
Now, did you do a lot of Shohei on the podcast today?
Today, what we did was we started off, we went through the rotation for about 2 minutes.
Yep.
And then we went right into Shohei and Ipe. Yeah. It's the only thing to talk about. And we'll talk about the press conference tomorrow, and then we might not talk that much more about it.
Right, unless there's...
I thought it wasn't going away.
Information, yeah. You said
I don't think it's going away, but it's going to be something like it has to continually come up.
So if you missed about an hour ago, Shohei Ohtani addressed the media at Dodger Stadium. It was a big group of media circuits out there. He said, in short, he's shocked that someone he knows so well has done this to him, speaking about Ipe. He says he's never bet on baseball, never went to a bookmaker to bet on sports. Ipe has been stealing money from his account and told lies. Shohei says, I never bet on sports and have never sent money to a bookmaker. I'm beyond shock. Hard to verbalize how I'm feeling at this point. The season is going to start. I'm going to let my lawyers handle everything. I'm participating in all the investigations that are going on. I look forward to focusing on the season. He's ready for baseball. But that's... Again, this is the story I believed all along. I always felt like Ipe was a guy that embezzled money from Shohei without Shohei's knowledge and steered it towards an illegal bookmaker. That is the story that Shohei told today, and I found it to be really convincing.
Yeah, I found him to be very convincing. Like you said, you could teach off that press conference. That's how you answer questions. And like he said, the thing that got me was he said, look, and we were expecting him to say nothing, right?
Right.
Just read something off a card and get up and walk out. He said, look, there's only so much I can say. And then he gets up and spills the beans. He tells you A to Z. I didn't do it. I didn't bet on sports. He did it. He stole from me. I'm upset about it.
Right.
I wish I could have been in that hotel room. Didn't he say he went back to the hotel
room? Went back to the hotel, and then Ipe explained everything to him.
Oh.
And Shohei was like, what?
Let's interview that hotel. I'm sure there was some furniture moving in there.
What time is Ipe coming on tomorrow?
He's going to come on at 2:15.
2:15 tomorrow.
I called his people, and Ipe, nice. He told me he was. He's very believable.
Very.
So I'm sure he's going to come.
He's very truthful.
Right.
He says he'll come on at 2:15.
Yeah, 2:15.
He'll flick.
Yeah, probably.
Safeguard your stuff.
Yeah.
Come on.
But the thing that I liked about that that press conference was that it didn't sound like it was read from a script. Like, it probably was a little bit, like, most, you know, most of the statements that get made.
You know, that's an interesting point. It didn't feel like he was reading from a script.
It felt like he was just going, he said, I have something to read off of, but he looked like he just went through the
points,
every points throughout time and got to where he needed to go.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like
you've taken
like
public speaking, right? I mean,
a lawyer wrote it.
There's notes on a card and you kind of riff in between.
I mean, I just make stuff up.
You just make stuff up the whole time?
The whole time.
Come on, you got to have notes.
I have some notes.
That's probably what he had notes. Yeah.
He had bullet points.
Yeah, and then he riffed on it. Yeah. And I don't think he told more or less than what we knew, right?
Right, right. Yeah. I wanted to get one thing in. By the way, Game of Games is coming up. It is my game today, and I can tell you I think it's going to be a fiasco. It could be the worst game we've ever played.
Good. I don't want it to be the Harry Potter game anymore.
It's not. You know, this
the
may,
Harry Potter game?
This may overtake the Harry Potter game as the worst game ever on this show.
Look, Harry Potter game was either loved or hated. That's what I want.
Loved it.
Thank you, Brian.
It was hated, believe me.
You would have loved it, DeMarco.
If you went to Twitter, believe me, it was
hated. Was it all about Harry Potter?
Yeah.
I know nothing about Harry Potter.
It's ridiculous.
Zero.
But
less
ridiculous.
Than zero.
How many times do you write a game and we know absolutely nothing about the subject?
From time to time.
Most of the time.
Most of the time,
especially
yeah.
Michael's games or Pepe's
yeah,
games.
Yeah, I mean, I'll guess Hogwarts. All right. So Matthew Stafford has a documentary coming out. Have you seen this?
Yeah. I think this is the answer to the quarterback show.
Well, it's a movie that focuses on the back half of the Rams season when the team returned from the bye week. So it starts after the bye week when they're 3-6. Then they followed him. They needed to win almost every game to make the playoffs. And it dives into this intense period when the Rams hosted 2 games in 5 days. All access look into Stafford's preparation and life leading up to the games. It's called Locked In, and it's going to air on the NFL Network Thursday, April the 18th. Are you in on this?
Of course, man. He's special. I'm glad the world gets to see this, or more people get to see what Matthew Stafford is really like. Because he was up there in Detroit for years. All you knew about him was numbers and failure. And then he comes here and he wins. So I'm glad the door is opening up so you get to see who he really is as a leader.
Here's what my question is. Who decided that when they were 3-6 coming off the bye, let's make a documentary?
Is this the answer to the quarterback? Because I heard that they were having trouble filling all those spots.
They're not even doing it this year.
Right.
They're doing receivers instead
of
quarterbacks.
Some of those quarterbacks thought it was a little bit invasive. So this is what they decided to do.
But think about this. Okay, I'm a documentary guy. Rams are 3-6, and they're coming off their bye week. Who looks at that and says, oh, yeah, let's do a documentary?
I'm sure if
they're terrible.
Yeah.
The season is going sideways. What guy had the visionary ability to say, oh, you know, I think they're going to pull off a run in the second half and I'm going to make a movie about it?
Great question. Could have come from him. I don't know. But I'm sure when the season's going south, you'll try just about anything you can to take the focus off of losing.
Because at 3-6, I wrote the team off.
Right. So whoever thought of it and thought this is a good time to start it actually hit the lottery.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, big time.
Bergman, you in on the Matthew Stafford documentary? Come on, Locked In. Let's do it.
No.
Come on.
Are you a Stafford hater too?
No. Oh, I don't mind. I don't mind Stafford at all.
He's not a sports documentary guy.
I'm just so sick of all these sports documentaries.
I don't care
so
how many times
many.
Ireland tells me to watch the Patriots documentary. I'm never going to do it.
Why?
And you know
no.
what? You know what?
Really?
He said, watch episode 10. It's the one where the Rams lose to the Patriots. I'm like, why do I want to relive that? I spent all this money to fly to Atlanta to go see the Rams lose to the Patriots. Why do I want to see a movie about how it happened?
Yeah, it's all
this
ridiculous.
Is way back. This is the New Orleans one, right?
2018, yeah.
Oh, it starts there? I thought it was the one with Brady, his first start. That's the beginning of the dynasty.
It goes 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
The 10th episode is apparently where they beat the Rams in the Super Bowl in Atlanta.
Yeah. The only documentary I got left to watch is the Redeem Team.
Yeah. I think I actually did watch that.
I think
that was
I
a while
watched
ago.
They
did
all
you see
blend
it?
Together.
Oh, do they? Okay.
I did watch a documentary this weekend, though, and it was really good. It's on HBO, and it's about, like, your childhood. I forgot what it's called. Quiet on the Set.
Oh,
it is
what's
creepy
it
and
Nickelodeon.
Weird. Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon.
Just the
you haven't heard
stuff that
no.
happens at
you haven't heard anything about Nickelodeon.
Like
about
child
this.
Stars and all that.
Oh, really?
It was
yeah.
creepy.
Really
but,
dark.
Like, that was a huge part of my childhood. And to see how that all kind of worked out in the behind the scenes.
Interesting.
Oh. Did you watch it, DeMarco?
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy,
I watched
right?
it with my oldest daughter. She was a kid, like, through your childhood. Right. So all that stuff we saw, then you see it again through, like, different eyes. You're like, oh, my God, it was right there in your face the whole time.
Yeah, you act like, all the things you see, and like, no way,
right,
that's
right.
what's going on.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, it was very, very sexual and adult that we didn't even realize.
Okay.
Oh, it's gross.
I watched the Vegas documentary. Have you seen that?
The no. Vegas
CNN
documentary.
Is doing a documentary called Vegas.
Okay.
And it's like a 6-episode documentary about the history of Vegas, how it started, ooh. the Rat Pack era, the Elvis
oh, cool.
era, the
not that's cool. That's not cool.
The 70s era. Apparently, yeah. Dolly Parton was a gigantic star in Vegas.
Wow.
The mob and how they were involved in Vegas. It's very good. It's CNN
really?
Documentary called Vegas. It's on Max.
What's the guy? The Mo Green guy. It's not Mo Green. That's the guy.
Mo
that,
Green is the guy from The Godfather.
Yeah, but who's the real guy? Bugsy
Siegel.
Did they talk about him?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
This was surprising. Because I saw the movie Bugsy, I always assumed he was the very first guy there and built a casino, and then everybody else followed and started. They already had gambling in Vegas when he moved in. There were already casinos when he broke ground on the Flamingo. So he doesn't deserve as much credit for Vegas as he gets.
Are you calling Warren Beatty a liar?
Calling...
Bulworth? Calling him a liar?
Bulworth is the best!
Great movie.
I was thinking about this weekend because I was watching a show with Annette Bening, and he's now 85.
Wow.
Really?
85 is Warren Beatty. But Bulworth is a super underrated movie.
Wasn't that your girl? It was. Who was the girl in it?
In what?
In Bulworth. Why am I blanking on her name?
You got me.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, she was great.
Oh, she was great. Yeah,
you love Halle Berry, don't you?
Why would you put that on me? Why would you say that publicly?
Why would you say
why
that?
Why would you guess that I love Halle Berry?
Yeah, why not?
Because we've had the conversation. Because we've had the conversation.
DeMarco, do you love Halle Berry?
No.
Really?
Bergman, why'd you pin that on
me? Why would you think I love Halle Berry?
Because we've talked about Halle Berry.
No, we haven't.
Oh. Are you messing with me? You're messing with me.
I'm kidding. Of course I love Halle Berry.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
You're such a jerk. I was like, I know I've had this conversation on the air with you about Halle Berry.
Excellent job punking Bergman.
My man.
Yeah.
Throwing stuff at you now.
All right. Caught up next for you, Game of Games. It's going to be a terrible game. Is somebody from the afternoon playing?
I don't know.
All right.
Cares.
Somebody. We'll see. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, brought to you by the great Jacob Imrani. And Cappy is on the line. Cappy, what's going on, man?
Hi, Mace. How are you today?
Everything is great. Feeling good. We got a little Shohei news out of the way. I'm sure you guys are going to deal with that today.
We are. Big D.
What's
well,
up, Capster?
The other Big D. Right on.
What's up, baby? All right.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Same old stuff, different day.
All right.
So, Cappy, this game I've predicted is going to be a disaster.
Okay. Why is that? Is it your game?
It's my game.
Okay, got it.
And I'm not sure that it's going to work.
Okay.
So, DeMarco Bergman, Brian Cappy are playing. This is called the definition game.
Oh, boy.
I'll give you two words. You tell me which matches the correct definition. So, we'll do one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Your word choices in number one are abjure and obfuscate.
Okay.
Abjure and obfuscate. The definition is formally reject or disavow a belief. Is that abjure or obfuscate? I can't say
that
word.
Say the
obfuscate.
Word.
Obfuscate. Which one is it, DeMarco?
The first one.
DeMarco says abjure. Bergman.
Abjure.
Abjure. Brian.
Obfuscate.
Obfuscate?
Yeah, let's go with that one.
All right, it's a hard word. And Cappy.
I'm going to be a little difficult and just want the definition one more time.
Formally reject or disavow a belief.
I'm going with Brian. I'm going with the second one.
The correct answer is abjure.
Yeah.
Abjure.
All right, DeMarco.
Obfuscate means to hide or
still
make unclear.
Jerk.
Yeah, I've heard this. Judge Judy says it a lot.
Number two. Your word choices are diaphanous and ligbatory.
Okay.
So thin as to transmit light. It is either diaphanous or ligbatory. Bergman. So thin as to transmit light.
Diaphanous.
Bergman says diaphanous. Brian.
Diaphanous.
Diaphanous. Cappy.
I also think diaphanous.
Diaphanous. DeMarco.
It is diaphanous.
Oh, look at DeMarco coming in. Yes, it is diaphanous.
It is diaphanous?
Yeah.
By use the way, it in a sentence.
Ligbatory, totally made up.
Ligbatory was made up?
Yeah, made up. There's no such
I was
word.
Pretty close to going with ligbatory.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. Your word choices are enervate and espouse. Enervate and espouse. The definition, strive to equal or match. Is that to enervate or to espouse? Brian.
Spouse.
Espouse. Cappy.
Enervate.
Enervate. DeMarco.
Enervate.
Enervate. Bergman.
Enervate.
Enervate is the correct answer. Yes, enervate is to strive to equal or match. We've got Bergman 3, DeMarco 3, Cappy 2, and Brian 1. What do
we
think?
Sure?
Yeah, we're sure.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm just saying that it's hard for me to do math and words at the same time.
Okay. Well, I just told you the math, so you just worry about the words.
Right.
Okay, here's number 4. The game isn't quite as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No, it's fine.
No, okay. So far, it's pretty good.
All right. Your word choices are extol and expunge. Extol and expunge. Okay. The definition, remove by erasing or crossing out. It is either to extol or to expunge. Cappy.
It is extol.
Extol. DeMarco.
Expunge.
Expunge. Bergman.
Expunge.
Expunge. Brian.
Extol.
It is expunge, like when you have your record expunged,
yep, yeah.
You have it erased. Yeah. Extol means to praise. All right. Cappy,
really?
You've got 2. Bergman's got 4. DeMarco's got 4. We're at number 5. That means that, is it true that Bergman and DeMarco have run the table so far?
So
I think
far?
So.
Yeah.
Number 5, your word choices are heterogeneous and inchoate. Heterogeneous and inchoate. The definition is consisting of elements that are not of the same kind. It is either heterogeneous or inchoate. DeMarco.
Heterogeneous.
Heterogeneous. Bergman.
Heterogeneous.
Heterogeneous. Brian.
Heterogeneous.
Heterogeneous. Cappy.
The other one.
Inchoate. Yeah, Cappy. Should have run with the crowd there.
Hetero.
Heterogeneous is the right answer. Inchoate means only partly in existence. So there you have that.
What was the definition?
Heterogeneous.
Yeah.
Consisting of elements that are not of the same kind.
Mm.
Number 6, word choices. Licentious and largesse. Licentious and largesse. The definition, liberally bestowing gifts. That is either licentious or largesse. Bergman.
Licentious.
Liberally bestowing gifts.
Largesse.
Largesse. Brian.
Licentious.
Licentious. Cappy.
Yes, licentious.
Licentious. DeMarco.
Largesse.
Largesse is the right answer. Yes. Largesse is.
All right, DeMarco.
Liberally
that
bestowing
Washington,
gifts.
I've heard this
education.
Before. Yeah,
licentious
yeah.
is lacking moral discipline. All right, number 7.
That's what I thought the definition was.
Yeah, not the one we were going for. DeMarco 6, Bergman 6, Brian 2, Cappy 2.
Words are tough.
Words are tough.
Yeah.
Please pull yourself.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good drop.
That's a great,
I like that.
Your word choices are trenchant and truculent. Trenchant and truculent. The definition is having forcefulness in thought. Is that trenchant or is that truculent? DeMarco, you have a lead. Which one?
Trenchant.
Trenchant. Bergman.
I had trenchant also.
Trenchant. Brian.
Trenchant.
Trenchant. Cappy.
The word truculent is a word that Howard Cosell used one time. Does anybody remember
truculent.
That? Yeah, he said he's and somebody was in the booth with him and said, I don't know what that means exactly. So you know what? Just for the goof of it all, I'm already getting destroyed. I'm going to say truculent.
Yeah, of course you're wrong. The correct answer is trenchant. Truculent means defiantly aggressive. He's being truculent.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number, it's DeMarco and Bergman, 7-all.
Oh, it was Muhammad Ali. He said, if that's good, it's me. That's what it was. You're being truculent, Muhammad. He said, I don't know what that means, but if it's good, it's me.
There you go. I think that's an actual... And on that note, you're out.
See, you need me in this game, Mace. Who's going to come up with things like truculent Muhammad Ali?
Correct. You play along if you want. Brian, you're also out.
Damn.
Words are hard.
Yeah.
Number 8.
That should be the name of the game.
Your word choices are skiss, S-K-I-S-S, and zephyr. Okay. Skiss and zephyr. The definition is a slight wind. Is that a skiss or a zephyr? We'll start with Bergman.
Zephyr.
A zephyr. It's DeMarco.
Skiss.
Oh, dang it.
I am sorry. The correct answer is a zephyr.
Oh, hey! Nice.
I thought I've heard that on the Weather Channel.
Skiss is a made-up word.
S-K-I-S-S. A skiss is a made-up word.
There's
okay.
no such thing. What? So it's Bergman 8 and DeMarco 7.
Nice.
How many are left?
One left.
Come on.
Going to have to go different here, Bergman.
I'm in the lead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, DeMarco, you're going to have to go different. Number 9. Your word choices are veracity and vicissitude. Veracity and vicissitude. Okay. The definition is a variation in circumstances or fortune. Is that veracity or is that vicissitude? Bergman.
I don't think that's veracity. Vicissitude.
Vicissitude. DeMarco, you got to go
the other
one.
Yeah.
The correct answer is... vicissitude.
Yep. Yeah, veracity. That was
veracity is truthfulness.
Yeah.
Yes.
With much veracity.
All right, so it wasn't such a disaster.
That was good.
Oh, we got a good month. Oh, it's worth 2 today.
Oh, you're right. It is worth 2.
Oh, look at that. And with that, I have 4. So Bergman 4, Ireland 4, Brian 4, Mason 3, Laura 1, Andy 1.
Okay, so my game's out of the way.
Yep.
That means we have till Friday with everything worth 2. Do the tiebreaker just for fun. Just throw out a number. How many words are currently in the Merriam-Webster dictionary? How many words are in the dictionary? DeMarco, take a shot.
25,000.
Cappy?
75,000.
Bergman?
We'll go in the middle. Let's go with 48,322.
Okay, Brian?
Million.
You went high, but the rest of you guys went low. It's 470,000.
470,000.
I win.
Wow.
Yeah, Cappy claimed that win.
Yeah. I'll take that one. He's the only one I got right.
You own that, man.
That's a lot of words.
You own that. All right. Is it you and Shadano today?
Yep, he's walking in right now.
He's walking in. Excellent. Right. Let's hit the Super Stager. We go, gang's all here, and DeMarco's in for Ireland, and Saturday, unfortunately, the pickleball turned out to be a washout. A lot of people showed up, and we appreciate everybody being there, but we never got to play, despite the fact that Morales kept saying, well, the radar shows that there'll be a window between 11:15 and 11:25.
Well, every half an hour. To his credit, though, I was also on the Weather Channel app, and it
did. Oh, were you?
And it kept updating, and it kept saying that rain will be over at 10:30, at 11, 11:30. So it just kept moving. It was not to go all Dallas rains on everyone, but there was this big cell.
Uh-huh.
And it was literally riding on the coast, not the coast, but like alongside Fountain Valley.
Wow.
I drove on the 405 2 miles away, and it was sunny.
Completely dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's unfortunate, though, DeMarco, I'll tell you, because George and I, speaking of Muhammad Ali earlier, you know, we pulled
truculent.
Right. We pulled a rope-a-dope on you last week.
A rope-a-dope? What do you mean?
That's right. Well, you and Beto kicked our ass, but you don't really think we were giving any effort, do you?
I mean, I do.
No, we set it up so that you guys would be overly confident, and then you would go tell everybody, Sedano and Cap are horrible.
I don't believe that for
They're
one
so
second.
They're so bad. Yeah.
I don't believe that for one second.
Yeah, we had a whole game plan.
No.
I was like, George, let's make sure we let these guys be super confident. Let's lose.
I saw your face on every point you scored. You were not letting us win.
No, we did.
Come on now. Stop that.
George, is that true?
You know, Cappy is a bit diabolical that way.
Oh, you think
You mean Cappy did it, not you?
Well, my back was killing me.
Now, Shadano, you played a lot to get. Were you bummed that you didn't get to show off
That's
your.
A great
no,
question.
I wasn't skills? Bummed because my back is still stiff.
From what? From pickleball?
No, I threw it out last week on Thursday.
No.
And then played with you guys a week later.
Oh.
And then it got worse after that. After I thought it was fine, it got worse. So Saturday would have been literally me on also. I had taken 3 a leave and a muscle relaxer just to get through the pickleball.
Well, I hope we're going to still keep playing. No,
we are.
Yeah,
my back.
Okay.
Once
yeah,
my
we're
back
1 year away
out.
From doing it again.
No, you and I can keep playing. We live right
good.
By each other.
It's great but, exercise. It's
but fun. You know, I was dealing with injury too because I had the stationary bike accident.
Right, that's true. You fell off trying to pet
I
your dog.
I was stoned while I was trying to pet my dog and riding the assault bike with the arms going like it just went right down.
Damn. You fell off a stationary bike?
It's not completely stationary because the arms are going back and forth. You know, like an assault bike?
You're the first I've ever heard that got hurt on a stationary
happens.
Bike.
It happens. Wow. I'm recovering.
Incredible.
Thank you.
But I want to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, the pickleball was canceled.
Yeah.
Which was a bummer because everybody was there. People had worked out. They trained.
Yep.
You know, people were in the parking lot hitting pickleballs back and forth to each other thinking that they were getting ready to play. And, you know, all of the great partners of the radio station, people that come to mind, like the Island Boys.
Pizza Hut.
Or Hoffies. Right.
Or Culture Pop Soda.
Right. All of these great partners of the radio station were there hoping to, you know, provide pizza and dogs and soda and everything all day long. But the fact is that even though the pickleball wasn't played, a massive, massive tailgate party broke out in the parking lot. And people were partying.
Oh, yes. When I immediately pulled up, it was definitely very green.
Yeah, very green.
Very green.
Right. Chris Ward brings weed for the world.
Yeah, I got a doggy bag from Chris on Saturday.
I have so many doggy bags.
I know. I use them all.
Yeah.
I go through the stuff.
I use them all.
I go through the stuff really fast.
So Chris Ward was getting everybody, you know, in the right state of mind.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Beto has his truck, and he is parked, and it's the weirdest thing. It's never like Beto needs, hey, we need to go to the store and get more stuff. Beto has enough to last for hours and hours and hours. Champagne, cervezas, you know, jugo de naranja, et cetera, et cetera. You know, this guy is just loaded for a tailgate party. And then if anybody wanted pizza or hot dogs or anything, they were able to go over. It was, even though the pickleball was not played.
Yes.
Can we all agree? It was a phenomenal time.
I completely agree. And by the time we got to the very end and the people that hung in there, the true P1s, the P1s of all P1s were there at the very end. And it was very nice. I got a happy birthday and it was very nice.
It was awesome. It was really awesome. And then you know what happened, Mace? I don't know if you know this or not.
No.
But when Chris finally called it and you guys, you know, they said happy birthday to you.
Yep.
And there was those great pictures of you and Ireland, the Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Ireland had a suggestion. He said, well, you know, there's an islands right down the road. Why don't we all go there? The islands was not prepared for what was coming.
Oh, really?
Way. Dude, we showed up and we must have had like 100 people with us.
Wow. Whoa.
And we
they had to be thrilled.
Oh, they were stoked. That's they just nobody could move. But we took this place over, and it was a blast. So, listen, all things told, we turned lemonade from lemons, or however that
phrase.
Yeah.
We made lemonade out of lemons.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Juego de what?
Huh?
Juego naranja. De naranjas, orange juice, right?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
What's lemon?
Limones.
Limones.
Sí. Yeah.
Juego de Limones. All right, so I wanted to, by the way, and so many people worked hard on it, so Janessa was great.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The whole
awesome. And all our partners that were there, right?
Yeah.
Pizza Hut, Children's Dental Fun Zone.
Yep.
There was a bunch of people out there.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll be back for the Mandy's is the next big event, and then the softball comes up, and then the golf comes up. We're in that time of year, which is always
when
fun.
Is the softball?
I don't know if we've got a date yet for softball.
Isn't it the All-Star game, like around the All-Star game for baseball?
The Friday before the All-Star
Friday
game.
What is
the All-Star
that date?
Game. I have to look it up right now, but it's usually in July, one of the first.
No, I know that part of the equation.
I'm getting it right now.
Have we released the date for Mandy's 3?
Not yet.
It's in July.
Yet.
The All-Star game, really. Shocker.
Don't mind
Just
Berge.
Know that's when it's going to be.
Don't mind Berge being a little testy. I can't blame him either.
Why is that?
Why?
Well, you know, poor Berge. You know, he's there at the pickleball, right?
I would like the date, though, if you
he's
did.
Got, he's got no rain jacket.
Yep.
He's got no umbrella, okay? It's cold.
Yep.
It's wet. He's taken a beating. I mean, his whole getup was completely soaked. You know, you could just see he's wearing this gray thing.
He looked miserable.
The shoulders and the chest were. And then.
It was sad.
July
and then you
16th.
Had a bunch of people. What's the date?
July 15th.
Okay.
16th.
16th.
Then you had a bunch of people.
Wait.
Giving Berge a hard time.
That can't be right.
Why not?
July 16th is a Tuesday, I believe.
It's yeah, the All-Star game.
The All-Star game. So that means
no,
the
when's
Friday
our pickleball
before.
Is I mean, not the pickleball, the softball.
The Friday before. Dial it back 3 days.
Yeah.
So what's the date then, Berge?
12th.
Oh,
the 12th.
Okay.
So you're saying something about me being cold?
Well, so poor Berge is like, you know, he's getting rained on.
Yep.
You know? And then he's got people texting him and calling him. When is this thing going to be called? What's the deal? What are you doing? Like as if Bergie could like have a direct line to Mother Nature.
He is the manager of audio operations.
Yeah, that's right. Part of the deal.
Not manager weather operations.
The buck stops there.
Yeah, that's somebody's got to make the call. You know, it's like an election night. Somebody's got to make the call.
Yeah.
You know?
Finally did happen. By the way, it cleared up right after.
Oh, I know. As we were leaving.
It cleared up as we were leaving.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Now, why did we have to leave at that point? It just was so late. It was already 1 o'clock, and just that was it.
Well, I think
we didn't have the park.
I think a lot of the players probably said, you know, well,
right? That's probably true.
Hanging around.
Yeah,
Chris Morales with a squeegee is not going to save the day.
Here he comes!
Oh no!
Whoa!
Coming at me with the frisbee!
Wow!
So, did you guys all? You heard Shohei?
I did.
Now that was my theory all along, guy stole money, used it to pay off gambling debts. He didn't know about it.
Look,
that's essentially what he said.
I am closer to your side now. I still have questions.
Sure.
Right? Like, how did he get access to your accounts? Is he also like your personal assistant?
Right.
Like, how other ways was he being employed by you that he had access to these accounts? I still have those questions, and I think those are reasonable questions. But, DeMarco, you played professional sports. I'm sure there are plenty of guys you played with who there were people who had access to their finances.
Oh, God. He's not the first athlete to be robbed.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, look, you trust the wrong people and they steal from you. It happens. It happened to him. The difference between normal athletes and him, he's got $700 million.
Right. He makes $60 million just on endorsements.
I told him Baker Mayfield got robbed by his own family.
Right.
It happens.
Yeah.
You trust the wrong people, and this is the stuff that happens.
Cappy, you going along with this?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, Cappy,
good.
Cappy,
good.
Morales, and Lindsay are in the cynical camp.
They all think
the
worst.
I'm always cynical.
And my friend Willie. My friend Willie has been texting me in my group chat since this happened, and he's been conspiracy Willie, right? He's just going up.
Conspiracy Willie.
Yeah,
he's all
in my group chat, and he's got everybody but one person riled up saying that this is absolutely true. They're tweeting me. They're sending me the Pete Rose thing.
Wow.
I wish I had interpreted, which Morales is all in on.
Oh, wow.
Morales
sure.
And Conspiracy Willie. Oh, they're like the same person.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're always going to take the cynical side. Why are you so cynical, Cappy?
Well, I mean, for me, I just go back to the reporting. So you guys don't believe ESPN's reporting on the story?
I do. I don't think he said anything that was contrary to it.
Okay, well, go back and
he
read the article.
He actually supported ESPN's reporting. Okay.
Go back and read the article from Tisha Thompson.
Yep.
Where she goes through the timeline of what happened. And that timeline makes me suspicious. Now, here's the thing. I don't know who did what at this point. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if Otani sat there with his guy and he made the transfers because his guy was in big trouble. And Otani's like, hey, I'm your best friend and I'm not happy with you, but I will help you get out of this mess. I don't know if that's what happened. But I just know that there were too many stories at the beginning. There are too many crisis managers that are involved. And so I'm just skeptical.
I'm trying to figure out where the wiggle room is. Shohei says Ipe stole the money and used it to pay gambling debts.
Right, which now makes sense.
Ipe says, I stole the money and used it to pay gambling debts.
Yeah,
where exactly is the wiggle room? Yeah. Where's the conspiracy?
Well, and it all now makes sense when the subject line of the wire said loan. Because if you're Ipe, of course you would write that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you write that? Because it's not your account.
It's not your money.
Of course you write loan in the subject line.
And here's the other part, Mace, is that now you look at the interpreter and, you know, now there are people that are questioning his resume.
His resume is made up.
Right. Well, he didn't go to UC Riverside.
No. He never worked for the Red Sox.
Right. Wow. Never worked for the Yankees.
Yeah. So he's like Anna Delvey from Inventing Anna.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
I don't get that reference, but
he's like George O'Leary at
George O'Leary.
Oh, George O'Leary in Notre Dame.
That's probably a more sports reference.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think George O'Leary is a million years ago, but.
Well, yeah, but
it's sports.
What did you say?
Yeah. Anna Delvey from Inventing Anna. Bergman just watched that show. The one about the scam artist in New York. You saw it, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen the whole thing, but I know the joke.
They're the same person.
Yeah, they're the same person. Ipe and Anna Delvey.
Wow. You're Anna so Delvey. There you go.
My favorite part of the story, though, is that Dodger fans do not want this to continue. They don't want to even hear about it
Dodger
anymore.
Dodger fans could care less. They won a World Series.
I may call my friend Conspiracy Willie
on
the show.
Oh, Conspiracy Willie. Get him on.
I may get him on the show.
Yeah, get him on, George. Yeah. I'd love to talk to him.
Yeah. I think this thing is now going to officially quiet down. I mean, I think that was sort of...
Well, I mean, I don't know what else there is to say for a while until the feds tell us what happened.
Yeah, the feds Where's will tell us, and right. and the...
Oh, here it comes. Here's and there are conspiracy be Christopher
charges against Ipe that Shohei says will be filed.
Right.
For stealing money, and here's Morales. He's going to talk about how it's all made up.
Go no, ahead. It's just...
Somehow it's Dave Roberts' fault.
Dave no, Roberts did
look
it.
Look at the face.
You just are a worthless Dodgers apologist, Space. This
what,
is just yeah, who
but
you
I'm
are.
Not what a worthless am I Dodgers apologist.
This isn't about you. We got to do a show together.
What am I apologizing
oh my
for?
It's just, you just believe it. You lick it up. Oh, Shohei, you're so right. We want to believe. It's all going to be okay.
Shohei says the money was stolen by Ipe. And Ipe says, I stole the money.
Okay.
So where's the disconnect?
Because people never lie.
They have the same lie.
So Mike, Conspiracy Willie believes that basically he's going down. What was Barry Bonds' guy, Balco?
Victor Conte?
Greg Anderson.
Greg Anderson. He thinks that Ipe, Conspiracy Willie believes that Ipe is Greg Anderson.
I believe that.
It could be.
But he's taking the fall.
I mean, he's going to take the heat, but I think he did it. Yeah, I believe Shohei.
When I get down to it and I say, all right, Shohei says Ipe stole the money and paid gambling debts. And Ipe says, I stole the money and paid gambling debts. Yeah. I don't know where the
But wait,
do you think when you have 5 days to get your story right, you can? Like, on since they screwed it up out of the gate and there were multiple versions of a story?
Wait.
After 5 days.
He explained the multiple
After 5
versions.
Days, you don't think they can get on
if
the same page?
If you listen carefully, right. he explained
but
exactly
after
why
five
it went down
days,
the way it
could
did.
You get on the same page? Yes
right.
or no?
But here, of course. Here yes, it you also, also, the original story was done with Ipe.
Right.
So, of course, that version of the story is going
to
get out
right.
first.
It's Ipe's story.
Right.
It wasn't done with
Ipe.
And then, as he said, after he told the story, they went back to the hotel room and
figured out the story.
And Ipe said, no, that's not, you stole that money.
Chris, Mace, would you feel this way amazing. About Ohtani if he played for the Angels?
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't even be talking about it.
No, we'd absolutely be talking
we absolutely
about it.
Would.
But he'd be guilty.
Yeah. But he'd. No, he would not be guilty.
You would be crucifying him.
If he was, no. if he played for the Yankees.
If he played for the Angels, I wouldn't.
How about the Yankees?
There's
no reason
to. I wouldn't.
So you would just be like, hey,
he's
it's over.
Look, I love baseball. He's the biggest star in the game. I don't want anything to happen to him.
Well, how great would it be when he wins the MVP and like the World Series MVP?
Well, oh, awesome. Well, he might win the world and the MVP. He's not winning the World Series MVP.
Right.
That would require them to win the World Series.
It's happening.
Get to the World Series.
It's happening. This is the year.
I mean, listen, you know, if there's one sport where spending the most money doesn't guarantee you anything, it's this sport.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know once you get to October.
I didn't realize, I saw it on video earlier. I didn't realize how fabulous Sedano's jacket is.
Oh,
it's a
sweater.
It's a cardigan sweater.
Yeah, cardigan.
It's wonderful.
Now, I get mocked when I wear a cardigan.
You don't look Why? Like George Sedano. He's got the
that's
skin.
That's true.
I'm mocked when I wear a cardigan. And
I don't mock you. I tell you how much I
Plus
like
he's
it.
Got about
it
a,
comes from
he's got
Shannon
a day
Sharp
of growth.
Collection.
He's got a little scruff.
A little scruff going on, yeah.
Good.
Your scruff is gone.
I shave it off once a week.
But you should do it all the time.
No,
just
I shave
get the electric and just it'll keep the scruff.
I get it clean
do the
once
Seacrest.
A week.
The
every Monday it's going to be clean. By the end of the week, I'll have scruff.
Nah, go scruff all the time.
Screw you.
Go scruffy, baby.
Scruffy. All right. They tell me that on Thursday for the live remote, I should drink. At Clearman's Galley.
You're doing one this year again?
Yeah.
No. With Cappy?
For opening day. No, Cappy's
say
not there. Me and DeMarco.
You drink to excess. You get
what
hammered.
I said is, you will not be berated and written up if you drink.
Yes.
Written up?
Yeah, he was written up last time.
You were written up?
Yeah.
Was I?
Yes and no.
Yeah, probably
it was
more,
in a, like,
more no than yes.
It was in an emergency file if ever needed.
They had something on you.
It's a file they would pull out if they had to ice me. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
But it's kind of like when you wouldn't tell Ireland that he was getting fired.
Exactly. Same thing.
In fact, if you do it and you do it well, you'll get a good job email from me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, like this morning for the good job email?
That was a nice good job email.
You'll get another
one. A good job.
You'll get another one.
You know, affirmation is like oxygen for me.
Well, luckily we've got affirmations coming up in about 30 minutes.
Excellent. All right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Cappy's affirmations.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know you do.
I love that bit. Yeah. I listen to affirmations all night long. I need affirmations.
Yeah.
Cappy, do you need them?
Yeah, these are good ones today. These are good.
Yeah.
Do you use the, what's that, what's the app LeBron promotes?
Calm.
Calm, yeah.
Yeah, he uses Calm. I don't use, Calm app is quiet. It's just like,
it's just calm noise.
You can listen to like the river.
Correct, the ocean waves.
The rain.
That kind of thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right,
like
I'm
on Saturday at pickleball.
Where are you going?
You got bonus time there, DeMarco. Fantastic working
fun.
With you.
Isn't
always,
he great?
Always fun.
And I will
always
see you on Thursday at
Definitely.
Clearman's Galley.
DeMarco and Heater.
We'll get hammered
tomorrow. Short show with me, Bergman, and Morales.
Well, it's a live imaging Tuesday. So
live
imaging
Tuesday.
But it's really you and Bergman.
Oh, it's
wow.
me and Bergman. That's
wow. Bergman stepping up to the plate.
Can I just say, am I the only person that thinks Bergman's really good on the air? DeMarco.
No, everybody thinks Brooklyn's good on the air.
John doesn't.
Fun with some of the other stuff we worry
about. John doesn't.
Ireland does not.
It's just the other stuff that we're like kind of on. The air stuff, he's fine.
The management stuff, you question.
He didn't get the rain to stop the other day. That's his fault.
True. Yeah. All right. See you tomorrow at 1.